Hi everyone. So I was on a plane about a month ago and I was watching Crazy Rich Asians. It's really a sign that I was quite bored, I think, because it's not really my kind of movie. However, it was interesting from the point of view that Hollywood often put out these movies alongside things like The Wolf of Wall Street and other movies, which propagates the myth that wealthy people are people who have high incomes, high consumption and so on, when in reality most sustainably wealthy people don't behave like that. Sure, there's a second and third generation rich people, and there's people like sports stars like Mike Tyson who blew it all, but people who want to remain wealthy throughout their life usually don't behave in that manner. However, it got me thinking, who are the really rich Asians out there, statistically speaking? Now, I was looking at the statistics on the number of millionaires on a per capita basis. Now, number one was Switzerland with 10% of the population. Now, I'm sure that doesn't surprise many people. Number two was Iceland. Now, I'm sure that surprises a lot of people that Iceland, approximately 10% of their population is millionaires. And then a lot of the smaller European countries like Belgium had about 4 or 5%. Now, that's not that surprising, although when I went to Belgium recently, I didn't see much or many luxury cars, that's for sure. But then when I came to the Asia statistics, what was interesting is this. China has 3,500 millionaires approximately, even though the figures are already changing on a day-to-day basis. What's interesting is, though, Japan has about 2,800 millionaires, and Japan's population is about one-tenth the size of China. And Tokyo, as a city, has more millionaires than Beijing and Shanghai. And yet, when I'm in Tokyo, I very, very seldom see luxury cars and very flaunty displays of wealth. And what's very interesting, I think even more interesting than the Japan statistics, are the statistics for Taiwan. Now, Taiwan is only a small place. It only has a 24 million population. And yet Taiwan has about 520,000 millionaires. And Taipei is listed as the ninth it's the most prevalent city for millionaires to live in. So Taiwan has about a 60th of the population of mainland China, but the millionaire population is only about a seventh of China. And Business Week and a few other publications like Bloomberg, and I'll put the link below, they've really talked about how Taiwan is the stealthy, rich place in Asia, because whilst it's true that Japan also, people don't tend to flaunt their wealth, many people realize that Japan is quite a wealthy place, whereas a lot of people don't realize that Taiwan is actually a place where a lot of wealthy people live. But unlike China, they don't have a high population, and like Japan, they don't flaunt their wealth. So if you went to Taipei, you would have no idea that Taipei is quite a wealthy place. In fact, a lot of foreigners will post things online to question and answer sessions and say, hold on, I think China seems much more developed than Taiwan. So why does it seem like the income level from World Bank and whatever is higher in Taiwan? Why is it the case that Taiwan is wealthy? Well, again, it's the case that they're not new rich. They don't have to flaunt their wealth. They're much more frugal. And that's really something that the mainstream media don't talk about.